Angry Bastard Radio. Good, baby. How y'all doing? I'm doing good. It's 7:10, actually 7:16 in the p.m. So what we're going to do for you people is I actually had a couple of reggae tracks that I wanted to put down late y'all with. You know, it's pretty much going to be me on a dolo mission. Tomorrow's going to be a big event show, and we have a new guest that might actually be one of our new hosts. This lady's funny as hell. She's funny as shit. She's half Jamaican and half Puerto Rican and half black and half white. Bitch is a fucking mutt anyway. And she's a roaster. She's an angry bitch. That's like a whole bunch of angry Negroes. So I'm telling you right now, this is the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. Hit us up at 914-338-1782. Take a shout out dedicated to the request from 7 p.m. Well, actually from 7:15 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. I guess I'm going to be lacing y'all with brand new music and all types of shit like that. For the most part, right now, I'm working on this project. The project is for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show, we're going to be having, you know, we're going to have the new host on there, hopefully. And, well, the, you know, the new guest, hopefully, to be a host. And aside for that, we're going to be getting y'all a little bit of something that we don't necessarily do. You know, we're going to play some reggaeton. And I'm going to play majority reggae. I mean, there's a couple of tracks that I had that this shit is just fire. I would play it now, but like I said, it's not downloaded. And if I put my cell phone to the speaker, it's going to sound like garbage, you know, like other sloppy stations. So with that said and done, I'm going to just lay y'all with this track from my phone on mute and continue working. If you're on MySpace, hit us up at myspace.com/Angry_Bastard_Radio or myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show or myspace.com/lightupsession. That's Fresh to Dust station. He's holding it down over there doing his thing. Gotta shout the brother out. But enough of that. Angry Bastard Radio, my name is GQ. Hit us up with comments. We love the comments. And for the most part, sit tight and enjoy the motherfucking ride. First up on the new music is Akon right now. Nah, nah, nah. Keep it locked. GQ, baby.
want you to fly.
Miss how you lie with me.
Miss how you lie.
Just wish you could dine with me.
Wish you could dine with me.
The one that'll grind with me.
The one that'll grind with me.
I want you to fly with me.
Want you to fly.
Miss how you lie with me.
Miss how you lie.
Wish you could dine with me.
Wish you could dine.
The one that'll grind with me.
The one that'll grind.
The new brand new Akon. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Yeah, I better stay away from, what is it, the hell is the name? Ah, American Idol. Anyway, next up is Busta Boss. Hey, rap money, this shit is hot. I mean, you gotta get that A-Rab money. I mean, you gotta get that money. This is A-Rab money by Busta Rhymes. It's GQ.
Ron Brown.
Yes.
Are we back in the most amazing way? Well, let me introduce you to the new talk. Let's get straight to it. Come on.
We get that rap money. We get that rap money. Holla, see you holla, nitty holla. Millie holla, see you nitty holla. We get that rap money. We get that rap money.
Now there ain't no way that you could kill a beast dead. I got Middle East women and Middle East bread. I got oil well money in the desert playing golf. Dolce, Sean, Dashiki with a Louis scarf. Chest cold, diamonds make us wanna call. And Dubai, 20 million on a fella loft. And then I step up in the club and then he's up and up. And man, it's the way I make the people want to sing the hook in Arabic.
La la la, holla, hilly, hollo. Hilly, balla, hey, hilly, hollo. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money. Holla, shiki, holla, hilly, balla. Millie, holla, shiki, hilly, balla. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap.
Star hotels, Maybach, movie, sick, big, knock knee, camel toe. Women walk around while security on camelback, club on fire now. Don't know how to act, sitting in casinos while I'm gambling with Arafat. Money long, watch me purchase pieces of the almanac. Y'all already know I got the streets buzzing while I make it bow down and make the lot like a
muscler. We getting there.
Now I take trips to Baghdad, tell me where I'll use that trip to count A-Rab money now. I don't need to get fresh about the grow beer, dope. So much cake, even the money look weird. Domestic bread and abroad, I'm trying to eat like Prince Al-Wali, Bin Talal, Al-Saw. They respect the value of my worth in Maui, Malaysia, Iran, and Iraq, Saudi Arabia.
We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money. Holla, shiki, holla, nitty holla. Millie holla, shiki, nitty holla. We getting that rap money. We getting that rap money.
I'm gonna put it on just a little bit, you know what I mean? Just a little bit. I don't wanna destroy it, because tomorrow is showing me how to fly! Look, 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 You just got me. See, my God, I'm on the rock. I'm on the rock. Hold on, Carla. Hold on, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, what up, man?
Yo, I got a question for you.
I was good.
Are you checking yourself?
Huh?
You better check yourself or you wreck yourself, because I'm bad for your health.
No doubt. Check yourself, really wreck yourself. Respect yourself.
What's up,
huh?
What's up, homeboy?
What up, man? How are you?
Man, I was wondering what's up with all that shit, all that rap music, though.
No, man, I'm on a dolo mission, man, so it's like I'm already tired. I just got off of work and shit, and I'm over here like, well, you know what, fuck it. If I'm going to do a show, I'm going to play fucking tracks and shit. I'm actually preparing for our big show tomorrow. We're going to have this female on the show that she's on our past shows, and she's a drama queen. Like, all she does is talk shit and start fights. So it's going
to
be pretty interesting.
That's all I like to do is talk shit. But every time I go on, they're like, man, we don't want to have this in here. We don't want to talk shit to each other. We're peaceful. And I'm like, fuck you. And then they cut me off.
Oh, fuck that. We're on Blog Talk Radio?
No, I fucking like your show, dog. This guy's fucking cool, man.
Dude, what show was that? Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, what show was that?
No, like every show. Yeah. I don't know. I heard up some white guy shows. I heard up some, like, paranormal spiritual shit. And I just go in there and I, like, just, like, say some whack shit to him, just fucking with him.
Man, fuck all that respect shit, nigga. This is Angry Bastard Radio, man. If you got something to say, motherfucker, you just call up and air us out. You can have a problem with us, air us the fuck out. You can have a problem with your boss, your girl, your homeboy, air them the fuck out. That's what this is all about, man. So it's like, fuck all them other sorry-ass born stations that, oh, no, you can't curse and... No, you can't do this. Fuck all that. We're the station that you come to that you can do everything you wanted to do that other stations wouldn't allow you to do.
Man,
I mean,
man.
You want to come up here and just curse niggas out like, yo, man, y'all niggas suck. Y'all playing some whack-ass music, and y'all probably all fags. Be my guest and do your thing. That's all that matters. It's Angry Bastard Radio. Everybody's a fucking angry asshole.
Man, I got a question.
What's up?
You ever freestyle before?
Freestyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I freestyle before, man, but it's like, I did it like back in my prime.
How old are you now?
Why, you got some lyrics?
Nah, I don't got no lyrics. I just fucking make up shit off the top of my head and talk shit back and forth with each other.
Yeah, you sound like this is the right show for you, dog. If you check our archives, like the last show we did, it was with my cousin and my two brothers. And them motherfuckers got into it for like an hour, dog, just talking shit to each other back to back to back. Like it wasn't supposed to pop off like that. Like you supposed to come off and tell us what's going on. Before you know it, we got into an argument. They were talking about each other's moms. Then it went from the mom jokes to financial. Like, well, you still live in your mom's basement. Well, nigga, you still taking a bus. And, oh, man, shit was crazy.
Man, I just don't think whenever people talk about people's moms, I think they're pushing it far. Like, that's like what gets me real fucking angry. Like, I'll talk shit all day about someone's fucking, what is it, religion, politics, or, like, all kinds of shit. But, like, whenever people talk about, like, my mother, man, that's like you're talking about a fucking a man's mother, talking about, like, a person, a guy's mom, like, a family, you know? Like, I talk about,
yeah,
about how someone looks whack, how someone looks, they look stupid as hell, they got big gap in their teeth, all this. I'll fucking diss on for that, but, like, I think whenever they talk about someone's mama, man, that's, like, I
don't
ever fucking fight, like, literally.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I'm saying, it's like, that's how these boys get sometimes, man. Like, it's like, you could be chilling, you could talk about something else, they'd be like, oh, yeah, like, you could be on some, yeah, I was playing ball last night, you know what I mean? Niggas would be like, oh, yeah, it's funny, I was playing ball with your mom. Matter of fact, your mom was playing with my balls. And then, you know, you're like, come on, Diane, you'd be disrespectful like that. And they'd be like, yo, I don't give a fuck.
Like, if you're like, if you say some joke, some kind of shit, but if you're like, seriously, dog, like, your mom, she's like, shut up, like, oh, like, I know that bitch, like, the first man, like, I saw her last night and for real, like, ran the train with all my boys. Like, if that's something different compared to, like, yo, man, your mom is a skank. Saying that, like, as a joke.
Oh, yeah. Like, niggas is coming just throwing body blows at you. Like, oh, dog, you gonna call my mom's a slut? You don't even know my mom's. Yeah, I do. I took her out last night, nigga.
Hell yeah.
Like, niggas, yeah. Niggas take it to that. They take it to that point. Like, nah, nigga, you know what I mean? I mean, but it is what it is, man. That's why you gotta come back at these niggas. You can't let back, you know? Like, if you call up and you just talking or whatever, niggas ain't gonna just come at your mom right then and there. They're gonna wait for you to say something. I mean, and then we have this thing called a roast where it's like we'll all just fucking roast each other. I'm like, nigga, you fucking Magoo in the face ass nigga. Like, we just go roasting each other for like an hour straight, man. Like, this fucking show is fucking hilarious.
I don't want to hear your shit, dog, but I'm just playing with you because you my man. But you got to get you angry. We got to get some entertainment up in this room because you straight up on some real talk. You a bitch. But you ain't because you my boy. I'm digging your show, but you got to get your shit popping. Talk some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You get me angry, man. I'm bipolar, man. Once you get me to a point, like, once you get me real angry, man, we can go back and forth.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Make sure you tune in tomorrow then. Tomorrow's show is definitely jumping, man.
I was just trying to talk to you, cause man, I'm just kidding, dog.
What happened?
No, I was just walking around with you, man. I'm just kind of fucked up, just fucking with you, man. Just,
oh, no, I couldn't hear you because you got that Metro PCS, so I couldn't really hear you too good.
Hey, where are you from?
Huh?
I said, where are you from?
You sound like you're talking out of a fucking picture bag.
I can't hear you.
I live in New York.
Oh, New York? Where at?
Yeah.
I said, where at, New York?
I'm out in Brooklyn. Let's start.
No, my homie's in Brooklyn right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What part?
I don't know where he's at exactly, but my, like, didn't I say Josh was in Brooklyn right now?
Uh-huh.
My homeboy is with his dad right now in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know where exactly, but...
He's probably in Bayside, you know, over there by the white people.
What's up?
He's probably in Bayside. Either Bayside or he's in the Jewish part.
I don't know. Like, my homeboy is like mixed. Like, he's half white, half black.
Oh, so a little bit of shit here, a little bit of shit here, some miscellaneous shit. And so he's confused is what you're saying.
What's up?
You're saying that he's confused.
He's not confused. He just
like he has a little bit of miscellaneous shit everywhere, you know. A little bit of orange, black, white, you know, Chinese, yellow, purple, green.
Off-white. This has like tan, gray, white. Like, like he rocks his hair out. He'll braid his hair up and like put it down. It was bad. Like he is black. Like his hair is curly and everything, and he puts it in braids. But he knows he's white. Like, but it's like you can't distinguish him as black or white. He talks like a wizard.
Are you sure it's not ash? It might be ashiness. Ashy.
No, he doesn't. Like I know him. Like it's just like I can just I don't know. It's hard to explain. But fucking I don't know.
No, he's a vagina anyway. You should tell him to call the show.
Tell him to.
Hey, jerk off. You got MySpace?
Motherfucker. Yeah.
Why y'all shit down and go add us as a friend?
Do what?
Add us as a friend and spread the fucking word.
I mean, shit, you can send, if you want to, you can fucking look at my shit. But I mean, I don't feel like getting on that shit right now.
Yeah.
I'll look it up in a minute. But, hey, homeboy.
Yeah, what up?
What up?
What?
I was going to ask you. I was going to say a couple lines for you. And I was going to ask if you feel my shit. Because I'm trying to not be a rapper, really, but like do some experimental hip-hop. Like,
I have a question. Do you live in a cardboard box? I can't hear you. Do you have a wooden phone or live in a treehouse or something?
Nah, man. It's just your own speakerphone. Like, I'm not trying to hold a phone up to my fucking ear and like talk to someone. Like, literally talk to someone. Like, I'm fucking telling my boy that he's playing some video games and I'm smoking, so I'm just saying. And I was trying to fucking find someone to battle and like freestyle because I'm trying to get my shit better. I'm trying to get real good at freestyle. And I've just been looking for people to try to fucking talk shit and battle to whatnot. Try to fucking get my shit better because I'm trying to do something someday. I feel you.
Everyone trying to make it out the hood, you know. You must live in a piss-infected building. I understand. You want to get out of that project, you know. You got to do what you got to do, brother.
I can't hear what you're saying.
I don't think anybody can hear what you're saying.
Look,
I'm showing the phone so deep to my ear right now that my shit is almost in the middle of my head.
What are you talking about?
Like, I'm trying to hear what you're saying. You sound muffled.
Look, you're calling
from the sun, huh?
Do you really got it this way, number one or number two? Which one you hear better?
What do you mean?
Like, look, I flipped the phone this way. Can you hear me better this way or can you hear me better this way?
It sounds the same.
I'm kidding. Julian, what side does this shit come out of?
It sounds better right there.
Right here?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, look, I'm about to get down to some shit. You know that song, Duck If You Buck?
Yeah.
Fucking, like, I wrote, like, the beginning of, I wrote some shit to, like, the beginning of it. The first sentence I wrote. But you say that, yo, you should bust out a little teeny, like, shit, not shit talk, really, but little shit, like, talking back, like, you know, like, talking in, like, rhyme kind of, like, for instance, like, though I'm not even trying to hear your show, to be honest, but to get something across, I'm telling you, whatever, you know, you feel me? And then you can be like, you could be like, you know, I can't give a damn less. You called in.
you're acting like a fucking kid on some acid. Or, like, you know, like, go back and forth, and we can actually hold a conversation while we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to tell you how it is. I tried to make me a room one time. Fucking, I was sat up in there for about 5, 10, 15 minutes. Ain't no one come in, man. I was like, fuck waiting here trying to do a damn show, you know?
Oh, so Ollie, so you're trying to do a show yourself?
I tried to. I just made one for the first time.
And what happened?
Like, ain't no one came in that shit. It was like, what I'm trying to do is, man, I'm looking for, like, I mean, not to be racist, right? I'm looking for some, like, looking for some niggas to rap battle, like, some hardcore, like, people from, like, the hood, like, some black people to rap battle, to, like, someone much better than me, like, that skill, much better at freestyling, but, like, you know, to get, like, a competition.
That's pretty much anybody. I mean, you probably suck anyway, so, you know, you can go in the street and get, like, a bum or something like that, and, you know, they probably rhyme better than you.
Because I'm saying, I found a couple, like, white guys on here that, like, I rap battle or whatever, and, like, this shit, like, they're, like, the way they're, like, they're kind of like me. They're, like, a white person just rapping, like, but their voice, like, talking to someone that, like,
Oh, you a white guy?
Yeah.
Now get out of here. I didn't even think you was white.
What's up?
You could have fooled me. I didn't think you was white.
Really?
Man.
I thought you
was a brother.
Nah. I'm still a brother, though. You know, I don't think race matters, really. I don't think you could, but... Be honest.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, I'm a real peaceful guy. Like, back in the day, like, a couple, probably 3, 4 years ago, like, I was, actually, like, racist, to be honest. Like, whenever I was 12, this shit, I'm 17 right now, but, like, whenever I was, like, 10, 11, 12, like, some older kids I was hanging out would have me all, like, on the racist side, but... I got out of that once I started doing a little bit of rap or whatever. But, like, I think that's just pointless to bring up about races. Like,
yeah, I feel you. Hey, hold on. Let me ask. Hey, I'm talking to my assistant real quick. Hey, three. Hey, bitch. Come here. Bring me a handgun. This guy's talking about nothing. Just shoot me in my head. Go on, continue. Keep talking while I shoot myself in the head. Hey, give me that handgun. Yeah. No, not that one. The other one. 45. 38. Give me the 38. Shoot my brains out. This guy's talking. He's not even making fucking sense. Yeah, continue. Well, you can continue talking while I blow my brains out, okay?
Hey, Jules. Hand me my bazooka. Jules. Hand me my bazooka.
Here you go.
Hey, homie. What were you talking about, like, a bunch of pieces and stuff?
Pizza.
Pieces? Pieces, like, gun, like, bang, bang, like the pistols and shit. Why would you talk about that on the radio?
Pieces?
Pieces, like, freaking guns, like.
Oh. Hey, this is America. Survival of the fittest. In the year 2020, everyone's going to have a gun. Are you serious? Look at Philadelphia. These damn assholes run around the streets of Philadelphia with pieces everywhere. We got guns everywhere. The cops got guns. Little kids got guns. Look overseas in them African states. You know, the black-ass people. And I'm black. But them black-ass motherfuckers. They're not even black. They're just black. They're just dark. They're not black. They're dark. These little African bastards run around with fucking Uzis and shit. They for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, they get Uzis.
No, I know white people that, like, have guns and shit, but they don't even, like, really talk about it. Like,
like a lot of my friends have guns, but they don't ever really even talk about it. Like,
paintball guns don't count.
Nah, dog, I'm talking like 45s, like 38, like.
45 paintball guns, and I have a lot of guns.
A 45.
38 paintball guns? What do you need 38 paintball guns for? Do you need that much paintball?
You're the one going off on some paintball. No one brought up paintball but you. You were like, hey, give me my 40, or get that 45 in the 9mm, and get this gun.
I never said 9mm.
That's like sketch, honestly. Like, if anything, like, I would hear something in the background, like, yeah, something about a gun in the back. Like, I mean, there was no need to bring up the gun situation. I was just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, what are you trying to, like, all I'm wondering is, like, you're on a radio show or whatever, like, live, and you were talking about, like, guns, like, telling your...
You know what? If you actually, you know, search through the show... There's actually a guy that has a show, a 15-minute show, explaining on how to clean a gun.
Yeah,
but I guess since he's Caucasian and I'm a Negro, that's a difference. Oh, okay, understandable. Just like you can go into Blockbuster and you can get some fucking Ultimate Fighting and white people fucking each other up. But if I go in and look for some hood fights, you ain't got a problem with fighting Blockbuster. Oh, because black people fighting is bad. Oh, that's why. Okay. Understandable. Now I see it. You can get bowling. You can get bowling with...
You got to promise me that you ain't going to cut me off
from
getting into
all... Well, Columbine. You can get the movie Bowling with Columbine. That's an actual movie. About the Columbine situation. It's a fucked up situation. It's a very fucked up situation. But if I go to go see bum fights in the hood, you won't find that in Blockbuster. No.
You see, man.
Why not?
Like you said, huh? you're from New York and shit. You live in the hood, like, you live a hard life and shit? Like, I was just wondering, like, because you're talking, like, I don't know how this conversation, it started off, like, it was all cool and shit, and then, like, you brought up guns and stuff, and then when I questioned you on talking about guns...
Because you seem a little sensitive over there, so I had to put you in your place.
You have to put me in your place for talking about guns? Like,
oh,
like,
Lord.
Let's recap.
I'm not putting you in my place. I'm putting you in your place. Because you're seeing a little rough around the edges. Like, oh my God, he's talking about this. I mean, this is Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your mind. What's on your mind? I'm safe.
Hey, trying to smoke some hard?
Huh?
You want a hit?
A hit?
Okay. Like, we talked, like, he gave me a ball today. Straight up. Like, you think he was on the digits?
I don't hear a word you're saying there, Chief.
No, man. I was just talking about, like, some shit, man. No. It's whatever, man. Man, let's just forget about all that shit, like, with the guns. Like, all I was doing was trying to ask you why you were talking about that on the air. Like, you made it all, like, I don't know.
The reason why I came out like that is because it seemed like it was a little sensitive for you, and it seems like you're coming at me as if I'm wrong for saying that, but you have other people, on this actual site that talk about anything and everything. So before you judge somebody, homie, you should go do your research. Now, if I was the only motherfucker on this show talking about anything and everything, then you have the right to be like, whoa, pause. It's Block Talk Radio. Why are you doing that? But until you do your research, you can't come at me.
I'll explain it to you. Like, we can have a conversation about what's going on. Like, that's fine. Like, I'm telling you, like, how I feel about what's going on.
like I told you, the only reason I confronted you about what you said was because, like I was wondering, like, where did that come up? Like, we were talking about rap or whatever, talking about or whatever, and then you were like,
oh, no, 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 okay, well, I misunderstood you. What I was saying is that I'm going to shoot myself because you just kept talking on and on and on and on and on and on, and I couldn't hear you, couldn't hear you, couldn't hear you. And I'm like, hey, what are you saying? What are you saying? Whoa, pause. Hey, dude, give me a bat out the drawer and slap me in my head with it. Maybe I'll wake up and... Huh?
You were being sarcastic with it. You were like...
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, honey, give me my 45. I'm going to shoot myself.
Exactly. I was being sarcastic. And it seemed like you got a little sensitive on me. It seemed like, you know, your man boobs was leaking a little bit of milk over there. I had to, you know, be like, whoa, pause. I hope this kid isn't getting offended. Please don't do that. I mean, people get offended every day on this show.
You were pretty much acting like you were hard by, like, you're like, where's my 45? Where's my 9?
Because pussies are, you know, the only people that have guns and use them are pussies. If you can't fight with your fist, you're a pussy.
But how are you gonna say that if you're the one that was just talking about having guns and shit?
I didn't say I have a gun, because I don't have a gun. Nor do I need a gun.
Since you just said, hey, what's up,
this kid's a fucking retard. Hey, jerk off. Did you not just say that, oh, you was being sarcastic? Did you not just say that? Okay, then. So obviously I was being sarcastic. I'm sorry, nobody's even next to me. This guy's a fucking schmuck. This guy's a fucking schmuck. Hey, asshole.
Are you seriously serious about naming your show Shit Talk Radio? Like, when I first got on here, I was fucking with you about, like, talking shit, but you were, like, you end up...
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm real. Like, this is Shit Talk Radio. Everything is pop-off of radio station.
I'm older. Like, if you keep going at this within, like, another 5 minutes, like, oh, like, we can get into a big, big argument, but it's like, I'm bipolar. You have to push me to a point, like, to where I flip out. You know, like, I'm not even trying to, like, get that way, really, but...
I suggest you don't ever call this. I suggest you don't ever call the station, because I have a bunch of assholes that work with me, and they just love shitting on people. But see, don't get it twisted. Because like I said, we had somebody call up the other day. And when he called up the other day, he shitted on the other half of my host. So it was,
what the fuck are you trying
to... I'm going to put that asshole on mute, because he's a dumbass. Anyway, like I was saying, jerk off, we had somebody call up earlier, and, he shitted on me, he shitted on the other two of my hosts. And it was pretty cool, because normally we win all the fights. We win all the arguments. And before you know it, he came up and just started shitting on us, talking about our finances. I got quiet. And my brother, the other host, he tried to go in. And he went in. We only got towards the end. He hung up. But we still hold it down. But like I said, each and every day, we hold it down. But with that right there, what you're trying to do, you don't argue with the host. What, are you serious? I have the power to mute you. And I don't want to be a bitch about doing it. I may be a bitch about muting you. I mean, you're bipolar. Everyone has a little bit of bipolarness in them. You know? So it's like, I suggest you calm your bipolar ass down. Calm down, because this is only radio. You're going to get all tight and mad and throw chairs against the walls and break your soda bottles and, you know, end up eating fucking cat food and whatever you do. You know, whatever you do when you get mad, punch holes in the wall, throw your Xbox 360 down on the ground and stomp on it and then throw it in the tub, whatever you do. But whatever you do, it doesn't really matter. This is just radio. So at the end of the day, when we are done, it's all love. I get in arguments with the host. Get in arguments with the callers. At the end of the day, When we hear from across the country, they're like, yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? GQ, GQ. So that's pretty much how it is. Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your mind. Sometimes it gets drama-full. Sometimes it's drama-free. Sometimes we have mama jokes. Sometimes we're playing calls. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just play our music. It's a station that you can come in and air somebody out and chill. And what you're doing is something similar to what the show is. So tight, man, do me a favor. Pull up your shoes. Pull up your socks. Or pull up your shoes. No, pull down your pants or pull up your shoes. Because I know you got some tight-ass pants on. Pause. And take them tube socks off because nobody wears tube socks anymore. And nobody wears turtlenecks. So take that tight-ass hot pink turtleneck off because nobody wears turtlenecks anymore. That's not hot. That's not hot. And you're probably a short bastard. You sound short. And you sound juicy-mouthed. So while you're on mute, I'm going to play a song over you talking shit, because I know you're talking shit now, but I just can't hear a word you're saying. But tune in tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'll be here. Lala will be here. That's the angry bitch. 6-4 and SD will be in the building, as well as LE. We'll be a full cast, and we can just talk, or we can argue. I mean, it really doesn't make no difference to me. This is all fun. This is fun to me. I got 31 minutes left. So, keep a tight ass. No homo. Pause. This is a little bit of Lil Wayne. Damn. You know what? What should I put? Should I put Dead Bodies, or should I put Don't Turn Me Off, or should I put Ransom Money? You know, I think I'm going to put Ransom Money in. Then I'm going to put Dead Bodies in. And then I'm going to put Don't Turn Me Off. So I'm going to play a Lil Wayne triple play back-to-back. You sound like a Lil Wayne. So this is going out to my boy holding it down, the one that's angry right now, the one that has the bipolar thing going. Calm down. Listen to Lil Wayne. Cool off. I'm going to unmute you. And then we can continue our conversation. Let's go. GQ.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
at all.
Yo, white out. Drop
yeah.
That.
I'm gone then.
Drop
that. This is my promise. I'ma bring that barrel to them bitches eyeliners. And what I make up would fuck up your skin. I pick the buck up and buck buck, then buck buck again. I would buck fuck your friend, then suck up her twin. I put the buck up to him, then buck buck and buck buck and buck buck again. Suck nut, you duck fuck your unloving kin. Now don't rub it in like Lubiderm on a new tattoo. I had to kick my princess up out my castle. Dad who? Never had that dude. Always had a black tooth. Even when I was at school, cause bullies aren't bulletproof. Red scarf hoodie too, probably ain't as hood as you. Stupid motherfucker, the only thing in the hood is you. I do everything good as you know, I do everything better. I get paid for every letter, A, B, C, etc. Set your bone. Like a dog, motherfucker, I am gone for your neck. In a sec, in a step, bring it back like work in the trunk. And my exit coming up, yeah, I am headed to the buck like buck, buck again. Might fly to L.A. and just fuck Corinne. Nah, fuck Corinne, let's get bucks again. And fucking spend them bucks and then just fuck Corinne. If I told you I'ma do it, I did it. Got my city on my fitty, bout to pop up, let's get it. Let's get it, motherfucker, what you waiting on? It is about a minute past pissing, I'm about to get shitty. I'm with it, if money is the it you want me with. And I probably just spit on the chick you won't be with. And I hate a bony bitch, only like I'm only thick. And I own hip hop, if you don't spit, I'm gonna eat. And I just sold a lot of property to a buyer, and I think his name was kinda like Drake Drizzy Rogers or Drizzy Drake Rogers. I'm too busy to play father, and when it comes to that game, I'm too willing to play harder. So harder I do. There he go, they chant MVP when I shoot a free throw. CEO, Jazz, what they do? The haters on their face and in their ass is a shoe. Faster than you, badder than you, radder than you, etc. I told you I get paid by a letter like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, C, top. Yes, he rock. And me and Drizzy both wrote on detox. That was just a footnote. How long can he could go? Wondering when he stopped. Bitch, when the beat stop. So I'ma keep rock into the sheetrock bend in the heat. I send burn skin. The end.
Please don't turn me off.
His hell swagger, right? Brown skin popping like dynamite, raw like China White. Mama, I feel your persona, right? But I go underwater and I hope that your piranha bite, and I hope that your vagina tight. Something like my daddy, baby, you are baby mama type. And I bet they got you kinda hype. Yeah, I know. Hot car to turn you on like hot water. Never turn you off, baby girl. Watch that pop, boy, you got yourself a scotch. You take the spot and I kiss you. Bet my fingers can turn you on like a television. Turn it to the weather channel, cause I make it rain, girl. You just been on planet Earth, but you never been to Wayne's World. I don't use game, but I play to win, and I ain't gotta play to win. I just do my thing, now you're in love with an alien. Polo on a beating, yeah, Weezy at the plate again. Carry, if you pitch it at me, I'ma swing away at it. Someone better play the fence, someone better tell him about me. Shouty, I'm the shit, and that's the only thing you smell around me. Weezy F, baby, and don't forget the F around me. And if you do, then get the F around me. You're turning me out. Yeah. Polo, I told you I got you. Yeah. And, young moolah, baby. Young moolah, baby. Okay, money on my mind, fuck a nigga dog, he ain't even think, he ain't even see me with the pistol in the shank, walk up to him, put the pistol to his tank, pussy nigga faint,
DJ Wild Out,
now let him lay, where I'm from, I see a fucking dead body every day, where I'm from, I see a fucking dead body every day, where I'm from, I see a fucking dead body every day. Hammer in the drought, and y'all ain't nothing but nails in the wild. Houses, houses, empty like a motherfucker. Off my hip clip, empty like a motherfucker. I can't, simply I'm a bug lover. It's fly cotter, duck in the fly squatter. Okay. Simply I'm a motherfucker. Pimpin' ain't dead because I'm pimpin' like a motherfucker. Now wear your whole ass, wipe your feet on the dope mat. I'ma bring it in no back like a nigga with no back. I'ma go for with the top gon' get low with them hoes gon' get cut like a sword. I know it. You ain't gotta hear me. I already smell it. You pussy niggas eatin' peanut butter and jealous. You lost like Angelus, but you can find me in the white Van Ellis, just like Van Halen. I'm a rock outfit. I'ma wear that Glock like a fucking outfit. I don't care what you know, you don't know nothing about this. And I hope your ass choke when you suck my dick.
Okay, I'm
your white out. Drop
that. Downtown, maniacs, straight jackets ain't strapped up. And scrapping we could do. See, scrapping what we do, and I'm like, let me at them. Call me Scrappy Doo. Had to scrap with you, I ain't looking stupid. You beat me too bad, bitch, I'm coming back shooting. Fool, I'm a fool. I do what I do. It's like fixing broke calls. What tool I'ma use? The
DJ
tech of the
Wild
roof.
Out.
The mag of the rule. Catch it when it's just you. You like it wasn't just you. I guess I'm just too real for niggas to adjust to. Fuck me, now I've been over, nigga. Fuck. You. See, I know what's what, who's who, and who is you. Movie losing, movie inch, you know the ligaments, you can lose. I'll put you on a 10 o'clock news. 1-2, buckle your shoes and come to Kid Crew. Ooh, blood ooze, I fill up your old pool. Dude, using more tools and self, I'm on improve. Then I play cool, smooth as James Brown shoes. Don't play with him, cause shoot, he'll shoot. I'm loose as a goose on that goose. Where them hoes, I'm playing duck, duck, goose. Boy, I'm slick like moose. I'm the true nigga, fruits, I'm a murderer. Fuck mook, put niggas on mute like... I'm naked,
right out,
that I
that.
Crack six shot by the six pack. I spit that where you spit at. I send niggas where your kids at. No word where the kid at, nigga. Huh? Uptown back in it. Holly Grove black minutes. Black shirt, black tennis. Black Simmy. I never sat in a Hemi. That would offend me. Try make back on make back. Bitch, I got stacks. Yeah, paychecks on paychecks. But I still won't pay back. I still don't play that. I kill on ASAP. We don't do shit but get money all day. Put some tennis on my bullets. Now they running y'all way. YM. Young ruler, young money all day. Rap drugs so sweet like honey on yay. Which one y'all say you want drama? I'm honest. Bliss your ass like a motherfucker lineman. Sack a paycheck,
Yo. What's good? It's your boy GQ. Angry Bastard Radio Station. I'll let you speak your
motherfucking mind now.
Oh, I want to give a big shout out to that caller. You know, he's holding it down. You know, you gave me a couple of laughs. He's a cool dude, you know. It's, the only reason why I snapped on him, I didn't even snap on him. It's like, the only reason why I roasted him the way I did is because Sun came up and called on some disrespectful shit. Now, when he came and he called up, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because he called up. He's like, yo, what's up, you know what I mean? I got on some real shit, though. I couldn't really hear him. So I couldn't hear what he was talking about. So I'm like, yo, dog, you got to speak up a little louder. But I heard it underneath his breath. Like, he didn't, Sun didn't make it clear like a nigga like me would. Like, me, I'm like, yo, dog, I don't give a shit about your station. I'm just trying, you know what I mean? I would have said it loud and clear for you to hear me. But he said underneath his breath, like, yeah, so I'm saying this and that. Well, you know, I really don't give a fuck about the station. I'm just trying to get someone to rap with and this and that. So it's like, when he said it, it was like, chilling in my brain, like, whoa, hold up. So he kept talking, but I was still paused on that one comment. I'm like, yo, this son is saying he didn't give a fuck about the station. He's calling us for that. I'm like, cool, because Angry Bastard is Angry Bastard Radio, so you got to say what you got to say. I can't be mad at that young man. But that means that I'm not going to be nice to that young man. Now I'm going to have to flip the script and bust him. You know what I mean? So he came at me with some peaceful stuff, so I was like, I should have doubt. And then he just opened his mouth, man, and he said it again. Well, I'm saying, I don't really going to give a shit about the station anyway. She's whack anyway. I'm like, oh, pause. So I'm like, oh, dog, it sounds like you talking out of, you know, I mean, a volcano or some shit. Like, what's going on? What are you talking from underwater? You got a Metro fucking Verizon PCS and shit? A Boost Mobile? What's going on? I had to roast them. I'm sorry, audience. I'm sorry, fans. I'm sorry, Angry Bass. I'm sorry, Blog Talk Radio, but I had to roast them. Then he started barking about nothing at all. So I said, yo, something, do something, pistol whip me or beat me in the head, shoot me in the head or whatever. This kid is talking about nothing. Like, I'm staring in his face like, oh, nodding off. Being sarcastic. Because guns are bad. Even in the army, they're bad. Even on police officers, they're bad. No one should be able to use a gun. Why do you need a gun? You had two fists. I mean, if you had to use something, use a damn trash can or something like that. A gun? You try to take somebody's life? If I get in a fight with somebody, I just want to hurt them. That's it. Just so they won't hurt me. So you're talking about a gun? I don't believe in guns. I don't believe in any of that shit. You know what I mean? Now, paintball guns, we can go to the woods and shoot paintball guns all day. Or water guns, you know, we can do that all day. But hey, to each his own. I mean, some people think they need a gun. Some people, I mean, to protect the house, I guess you might need one. I mean, but if you're going to get a gun, get a license. That's it. If you got to wait 10 years, wait 10 years. Do it the legal way. If you do it the illegal way, you're going to get time for that. And it's too, I love my freedom too much to do some stupid shit just to get a gun. Like, yeah, I'm good. I'm, you know what I mean? Guns mean violence, and violence is not for me. I just like to argue like a motherfucker, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it is what it is. But I feel as though you're a pussy if you have a gun. That's just how I feel. You know what I mean? You might think differently. If you have a family, you live in a fucked up neighborhood, and you have a license to carry, then I guess you can have a gun in your house. But I'm not condoning a gun. I'm not promoting a gun. I mean, guns are bad. Kids, do not use guns. Even if you get a cap gun, do not use it. Because if you think a cap gun is cool, then you get older. Once you get older, you think, oh, let me get a real gun. No. Leave the cap guns alone. Leave the water guns alone. Leave the water guns and the paintball guns to us grown-ups that don't want to get a real gun, but we just want to bust off, you know, paintballs. I have paintball guns fights in the middle of the woods. That's cool, because when you get shot with a paintball gun, you might have a welt, depending on how close or how fast the bullet hits you. I mean, the fucking paintball hits you. But at the end of the day, after 2 weeks, it heals, you get better. Ain't no nasty scars, ain't no holes in you, ain't no taking nobody's life. So paintball guns are cool. BB guns, I got shot with a BB gun at close range when I was 10 years old. That shit hurt like a bitch. And it looks too real. Don't mess with it. Water guns? I mean, it's a big ass super soaker. I mean, what's a super soaker going to do? I mean, don't even look like a real gun. It's a big ass fucking vacuum cleaner. It looks like a damn vacuum cleaner with water in it. That's all it is. But they, when you get to them cap guns and all that, nah, just leave that shit alone. You want to cap something off, if you live in a state where you're allowed to shoot fucking fireworks, then use fireworks. Leave the guns alone. Guns are bad. Okay? I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Guns are bad. At least that's what I think. And if you think differently, call 914-338-1782 and tell me that you think differently. And I'm going to ask you why. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. It's your choice. I don't give a fuck. But back to the message, back to, you know, what's popping off over here. So he called up and he's like, I was being sarcastic with him. He even said, oh, so he was being sarcastic. Yeah. He goes, oh, all right. But then after me saying I was being sarcastic, he still thinks like I'm serious. I don't get it. Maybe he lives in the middle of nowhere. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he wants to be in New York or whatever. I really don't give a fuck. Anyway, make sure I tune in tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show is going to be steamy, especially if this guy calls up because, you know, I'll have a full host. I'll have a full show. So it won't be just one person that you be roasting, dog. And then the last thing you did was you try to come up out your neck. And it's like, I'm trying to talk, and it's been talking about, no, you ain't talking over me. What? I'm not talking over you. No, brah, you're not talking over me. That's why I had this little click, push you on mute. You can talk to yourself. You might not hear me, but I damn sure don't hear you. Therefore, I'll be able to talk over you. Won't have to worry about being interrupted. All you can do is hang up. It doesn't really matter to me. But anyway, like I said, that brother, he was doing his thing. He called up Angry Bastard Radio. He got a little taste of what it is. But you know what? Deep down inside, I think he's a cool dude. Even though he's trying to come at me, I think the motherfucker cool as shit. I actually want him to call up tomorrow, but I don't know if he's going to call up. But he seems like he has his little roast thing going down. Because, I mean, he seemed like a chump in the beginning. But towards the end, he's like, nah, dog, you ain't talking over me. I'm like, oh, that nigga got hurt. Okay. They're cool people, man. You know, he's an asshole. He's cool people, though. You cool people. If you're listening, you cool motherfucking people, though. But anyway, listen to this show tomorrow. We got 15 minutes left up in here. Listen to the show tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Being the fact that it's Friday, we might have to make it from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And for all you reggae fans out there, it's going to be officially reggae. You might throw a couple of reggae thong tracks on there, but officially reggae. And hopefully, the maybe new host, Lala, will be up in here so y'all can get, you know, a taste of her. Y'all can call us up. Let us know what you think. Should we hire her? Should she be part of the crew? Or should we just kick her out the fucking cypher? It's up to y'all. Anyway, we're going to keep moving with some more music. I'm still downloading these. I'm so stupid. Right now, this is Jim Jones, Ron Browse, Joel Santana, Pop Champagne. Keep it locked. GQ.
In America, give me 16 cars and you know I can't help. Know it's me when you see the sperm in your area. And she call me all night cause you can't get it up. On my neck, on my wrist, everything is lit up. Drinking bottles with that clink, yeah, till I spit it up. Only getting one life, so you gotta live it up. Hey. If you win the things I'm in, surely we can be friends. Surely we can be friends. But right now, I wanna see you dance. See you dance, I wanna see you dance. See you dance, I wanna see you dance.
Home get light.
I wanna see you dance.
Show.
See you dance.
When I go to the dealer, you know I cop that.
What's that?
Brand new Rory in the rooftop back.
Sex
came through Harlem like the rooftop back.
Ayo.
Money in the bank, man, you know I stop that.
Stop that, stop that, stop that.
Now we try to get up in the club.
Whoa.
Trying to tell me no, cause I'm rolling with thugs.
You got money.
So I flash a couple of dollars.
Yep.
Told them we only want tables and we buying out the bottles.
Hello.
But y'all know the order. Told him 10 rosés and a few cold waters.
Right.
Tony Trone and a couple of the lemons.
Go.
$10,000 stuffed up in my denims.
What else?
Standing on couches, a couple of women.
Hey, baby.
We was ballin' hard, it was just a knife
it's
in it.
Early.
I told Shorty we could be friends.
Yep.
And your friends can meet my friends.
What else?
And we could do this on a weekday or on a weekday.
Oh.
We could do this on the freeway.
Go.
Get it in the freeway. You could get it all three ways.
Ooh.
Blackberry two ways. Souped up cars on the two-way.
Yep.
We superstars, no Lupe. We can do this like a duet.
Oh.
Y'all be the singers, I'm the mic. Wait, let me dim the lights. This was in the car while I was stopping at the light.
Take that.
See you dance without no shirt, without those pants.
Nope.
Pop champagne, ain't a damn thing changed. Spray it in the air, make it champagne rain. Buckets of ice, keep the champagne cool. Mommy got a body, see that damn thing move. But it's no sex in the champagne room, says who? Baby, I break all rules. Bring it here and I'll break off you. She see me in VIP and wanna break on through. When she with you, she lying, you bet she fake it. When she with me, she like it, she never fake it.
Next up, we got this brand new Lloyd Banks freestyle. It's called Brand New Car. And then after that, we're going to do a double play with Lloyd Banks. I'm right back. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio. Station lets you speak your mind.
Yeah.
Fire.
Two G's up, G's up. Coop, what up, Coop, what up?
DJ Vida.
MTV Chris and MTV Wiz.
Yeah.
And watch me work my way on the MTV list. Main Street Hot Twist got the MVP piss. Smoke it away. Product switch every 3 bits. And my bitch, Prada sits, hella mean hits. Who, me? Gucci boy, red and green strips. Yeah, you dabble with the five, but never seem to six. I stand out like I'm 7 feet tall on sticks. No seeds in my weed, cause I ain't the one growing it. I don't feel like I'm holding it, if I ain't the one holding it. I'm cool as you can be. Tully in a V as well as the club. Bougie boy, bully on my knee. And I'm on point. They trying to sneak, screw me and I see. Ain't $1,000 loafs, I make a movie before I leave. I'm a worker, I ain't home, I'm usually overseas. Getting used in the jacuzzi, me, Ruby and Patrice. I'm a BJ,
wild out.
Niggas hating, but I'm still here. Fuck em. I feel the same way when I'm in my wheelchair. I'm in a game full of chumps and it feel weird. 5 years don't went by, niggas still scared. I make the bill live. Better chill starting. I'll put your ass on that double XL milk carton. Me sure I got the kid A that wide. Hit a writ attack, guys, in this midget max size. Keep my mind on my business and my digits past five. Leave no evidence to witness. I witness the bad guy. I show out and bring a boat out. Hennessy and drove out. The yacht float out. The coupe roll out. No doubt. This is pitiful, digital, and political. Ain't nothing original. And little niggas get at you. Now I'ma get back at them just on principle. Bruce Banner with the hammer, I'm invincible. You niggas out there dreaming and need a pinch or two. Even if you was on the team, we'd be benching you. Newsflash, they don't mention you. Non-fouling niggas intentional.
Mr. PLK, baby. Ain't none of these niggas touch me. Fuck, boy. I'm a brand new car. Marcy Lago or something. Fuck, boy. I'll run right by you.
One word. Thanks.
Yeah, this is not me. That's my beat.
the best God eats. Word to God Keith. I got a neck full of ice, so when the light hit me, I shine. Kinda like reflectors on a bike. My gun on my knife, they're protectors in my life. I could drop a jewel, but it's extra for a bite. My talk game ugly. I don't trick locks, the bubbly. Groupies get boxed in the subway. Who the fuck told him to see that? And the skeleton shirt, giving the nigga 2 hits to aim at. Move. Give a nigga room like a Maybach. Thug from the womb to the tomb where I stay at. The rap fan's gone, but I'm still packing. Cause trouble follows a nigga like Pac-Man Jones. I despise niggas, whip by niggas. Beef will make a bitch out of 6'5 niggas. I ain't never love a thing. My heart goes out the whole reoccurring pain from the hurricane. That boy is the truth. He's bored like Syracuse. Want 100 proof of Syracuse. I'm the inner streets, nigga, in the industry. It's good, the great, the greatest, then it's me. Trying to avoid the penitentiary. When it's all said and done, niggas better mention me.
Yeah, DJ Whiteout.
I like that. Hey, I'm right back. Yeah. Supreme.
Brand new Miss Bleak. Mic check. Where the fuck has this guy been at? Matter of fact, wait a minute, Undisputed? Nah, I'm not going to play that joint. How about this? I'm going to play a little bit of, let's see. I'm going to play Papoose. Papoose got some new joint out on Playing Fair. So let's go, Poose. Peace. Peace.
It's the DJ, me? I don't want no more drama in the city. Cause niggas ain't playing fair. They coming to court nowadays. They taking a stand nowadays. They testifying. You say you a gangster, you lying. Niggas ain't playing fair. If they put me in the lineup, would you pick me? I don't want no more drama in the city. Cause niggas ain't playing fair. They come in the court nowadays. They taking a stand nowadays. They testifying. You say you a gangster, you lying. Niggas ain't playing fair.
Rain is low nowadays. You a star, you a star, and you a star. Spell star big with
rain. I was in the hood with the heater on me. Low profile, cause I keep it low key. Couple years back, I don't mean an OG. It wasn't 04, had to be an 03. You know I show love when I see the OG. So I walked up to him with the grit to hold me. Went to the weed spot, got me an OG. A bottle of Henny, you 2 liter on me. Came out, seen this nigga scheming on me. I said you stepped on my shell, top of Adidas, homie. He said, motherfucker, you don't even know me. It's gon' be what it's gon' be. My man said, hey, yo, Pap, let me get the key to your V. Well, he ain't even know I had the Nina on me. You goddamn right, I put the heat to hold me. Ran around the block, then I seen the police. I thought this nigga was gon' keep it so G. That nigga came in and put the finger on me.
A nigga a snitch and come home and tell y'all some dumb shit like they lost the paperwork.
Police put me in the lineup. Would you pick me? I don't want no more drama in the city. Cause niggas ain't playing fair. They coming to court nowadays. They taking a stand nowadays. They testifying. You say you a gangster, you lying. Niggas ain't playing fair. If they put me in the lineup, would you pick me? I don't want no more drama in the city. Cause niggas ain't playing fair. They come in the court nowadays. They taking a stand nowadays. They testifying. You say you a gangster, you lying. Niggas ain't playing fair. And you out of town, niggas need to be shut down. Man, they can't live in New York, all of them exiled. Talking about you an animal, you a reptile. Snake-ass coward, numb you up from the neck down. This is permanent, we gon' bang to the death clown. I take my beef to the grave like a dead cow.
I'm raising the bar, pull a Matic on a savage, cause I'm praising our law. This little cockamamie lady claim me slanging her raw. You little bitch, you probably keep your weight in your bra. Fair warning, don't you ever play with the guard. I lay you on your back pocket, facing the stars, duct tape. Make you spend a day in the car. You wanna get out of the trunk? Wait till tomorrow, facelift. Smack you in your face with the cross. A delicated coalition coming straight to your jaw.
Yeah, that nigga know what it is. N.O.T. Bingo. Blood trigger heavy pappy. Be home soon. Free Remy.
What is out?
Southern smoke.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? I hope they hear my good side. You know I gotta look good when I walk out the house. You know I know the cameras following. I know they taking pictures, right, drama?
Southern smoke.
Hey, man, you watch it.
Make sure you hit us up right up session. MySpace.com/LIGHTUPSESSION. Also, MySpace.com/ Technical_difficulty_show. And lastly but not least, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We get here. We'll be here tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Come check us out. Peace.
For my tickets on the stage, for my name up in life, there must be million record sales. I done gave up my life, can't get a moment to myself. Well, alone, I ask myself, is it worth it? I ain't perfect, neither's anybody else. But I think my kid deserves to be with daddy out in public without all the interruptions. When the lies and gossip published, I'm the topic of discussion. Then I stay in trouble just to show these suckers I ain't lost it, and I do it all again. That's the funny thing about it. I ain't playing, boy, I'm about it. Will I change, boy? I doubt it. I done been a lot of things. I ain't never been a coward. See the paparazzi crowded all around me now. Same niggas who was dissing want a pound like I'm C now. Shower with support from my adoring fans. They hear me out the rest and they like, here we go again.
Guys.
get suspensions, I done lived through it. Knew the risk and the consequences, and I still do it. And then I'm so fresh, them niggas meal do it. Not just an actor by profession, pimp, I live movies. That's why they whisper when they see me pointing sad men. Cause they just wanna live through me vicariously. Fashion week in Paris, we party like a rock star. Get blown by a top model, so she catch lockjaw. Got the dough, you get a year stash in my sock drawer. Shows you the troubles and the struggles of an outlaw. Top dog would not fall, I am not y'all. Couple pages out the calendar and I'm out y'all. Kid, listen, pay attention, you don't wanna be me. It's safer to watch it on TV.
My life, you're
DJ's making you fall asleep at the wheel. Well, you tuned in to the right station because DJ Smalls is about to hit you with another back-to-back bang.